بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن جرير بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: كنا عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فنظر إلى القمر ليلة البدر وقال: إنكم سترون ربكم عيانا كما ترون هذا القمر لا تضامون في رؤيته. متفق عليه. In this hadith about the great beauty of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and when Allah Ta'ala will show himself to mankind, to the people of Jannah, what great enjoyment they will get. Hazrat Jarir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that we were sitting by Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as we read hadith we find this a common feature that the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum tried and freed themselves as much as possible and sit in the company of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to learn deen also, and to gain the benefits of the sohbat, of the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find, for example, if there were two brothers and they had a business, they would share their time in their business. One would spend some time and the other two would spend the time in the Masjid al-Nabawi with Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he would return and the other brother would come and spend his time. And in the, whatever the one had heard, he would convey it to the other one. And that one would convey to this one. In this way they were very eager to be sitting in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also to be learning from him all the time. And so similarly, if they were doing farming and there were two brothers, they would also do it in that way. So they would spend a lot of time for the sake of the deen. And we also should try and free our time how much we can for deen, to learn deen, to propagate deen, to bring deen into others, and to sit in the gatherings of ta'aleem and learn about deen, and let the, not only hear the words, but let it sink into us, that we remember it, that we know it, and then that we practice it and pass it on to others as well. So Hazrat Jarir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that we were sitting by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion, and this also, the phrase kunna inda Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also indicates this was not just a one time occasion, but it was used to happen often. On one such occasion, فَنَظَرَ إِلَى الْقَمَرِ لَيْلَةَ الْبَدْرِ, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at the moon when it was the 14th full night. The full moon, he looked at it, and at that time, and this look was either intentionally Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked up and wanted to explain what he is explaining in front, or just that his eyes fell at that time on the moon, 14th full moon, and the beauty of it, and so he saw it and then he informed them of how they will see Allah Ta'ala. وقال, and then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّكُمْ سَتَرَوْنَ رَبَّكُمْ, that all of you will see your Rabb, your Allah, عَيَانًا, with your eyes. The eyes that we have in this dunya are fani. They are going to get finished. So with things which are going to get fani, which are going to get finished, which are fani, we can't see Him who is baqi, who is forever. But there Allah Ta'ala, our eyes will also be forever. Allah will give us those eyes in Jannah that won't get weak later. We won't have to wear glasses, etc. And we won't become blind or anything. Those eyes will be forever. And with those eyes which are forever, we will be able to see Him who is forever. Therefore, with our eyes of this dunya, we cannot see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This was exclusive for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, yeah, in this world, nobody else can see Allah Ta'ala. Musa alayhi salatu was salam, who was also a great, great Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, he also desired to see Allah Ta'ala. Allah said, not in this world. Here you cannot see me. Now in Jannah a person will see Allah Ta'ala. On the day of Qiyamah, also people will see Allah Ta'ala, but it won't be that splendor and that beauty of Allah Ta'ala which will be in Jannah and which will be exclusive for the people, the believers who have entered Jannah. Otherwise, on the day of Qiyamah, there will be the kuffar also, and they won't have this great enjoyment of even just seeing Allah Ta'ala. That is a thing exclusive for the believers. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you will see Allah Ta'ala and with your eyes, that is the eyes of Jannah, which are baqi and which are forever. Kama tarawna hadha al-qamar. Just as you are looking at this moon, then like that you will see Allah Ta'ala. And this comparison is from two aspects. One is, like if there is a huge crowd, then somebody is sitting down, or somebody is shorter than the person in front of him, now he can't see what is happening in front. And at that time, everyone wants to get to see what is happening, and you push the other person down, or you stand on the side, and you want to see. Or just like, for example, we are sitting in a bayan, and the speaker is standing or sitting, and we are somewhere at the back. Then we find that we cannot see the speaker. We turn a bit this side, we see the speaker, the person in front, he also moves a bit that side. Now again we can't see the speaker, but that won't happen there. There everyone will be able to see Allah Ta'ala, and this is also the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. All will be there, and everyone, just as we see the moon, and we don't have anyone who obscures us looking at the moon, like that we will see. Or the other explanation which the ulama gave, like the first moon, like the moon of Ramzan, the moon of Eid, the Hilal, the crescent, which is very, very fine, and we find it difficult to look for. Somebody explains, there it is, and look at this electric pole, look at that tree, it is just there, a little bit on this side. It won't be difficult like that to see for Allah, to see Allah Ta'ala. You'll see Allah Ta'ala very, very clearly, and that will be the greatest enjoyment, to see the great beauty of Allah Ta'ala. And as we read in the hadith previously, when then Allah will declare that He is happy with the people of Jannah, and forever He will remain happy for them, and that will be their greatest joy. La tuzamuna fi ru'yatihi, your view will not be obscured, will not be impeded in any way. Everyone will see Allah Ta'ala very clearly. And really, if we come to understand this, and for this, to understand it also, we have to devote our time, we have to apply our mind, we have to apply our heart, and we have to work hard for it. Then we will know what is the great beauty of Allah, and then we will desire that in our hearts. Like this, I have read it, we have heard it, but it really hasn't got that effect on us. As soon as we get up, we will forget about it. But that continuous burning desire to see Allah Ta'ala, when that comes in a person, then he will work towards that. And the whole world's ni'mats one side, all the ni'mats of Jannah one side, just to see Allah is the greatest thing. And Allah declaring His pleasure, that is even more superior, more greater. So that is what should come into our hearts, and we should desire that, and it should be constantly with us. We carry on with our work of dunya, we do it, but in the heart must be that desire all the time. Like when a person is going to be getting married, now he is feeling that feelings of love for his wife that is coming, and he's so eager for the day of nikah, and then to be with his wife, and then to be alone with her. How a person like that your groom and bridegroom at that time, how he desires this, like that much, much more it should be for Allah Ta'ala, that desire in our heart. May Allah bless us with that ma'rifat of Allah, that muhabbat of Allah, and to be with Allah and to see Allah, and that we get Allah's declaration that He is pleased with us. May Allah grant it to us, our progenies, our parents, everyone in our family, the whole ummah of of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.